First up, coughing, sneezing, fever, runny nose. There's nothing unusual about that stuff this time of year. But if it feels like you can't go anywhere without seeing these symptoms of sickness, you might be right. Flu season's here, and from what we're seeing, it's a bad one. Check out this map. All those states in red, that's where officials are reporting widespread outbreaks of the flu. There are more than 40 states dealing with that. Normally, flu season hits its peak around late January, early February. By the end of December, more than 2,200 people had checked into the hospital with flu-like symptoms. Doctors say it's hard to predict just how bad the flu season might get, but some are concerned that there are so many cases this early in the season. A couple weeks ago, I sat down with CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He's our chief medical correspondent to talk about the flu. One of the things I asked him is, how do you know when you're too sick to go to school? With what symptoms should a student stay home? Like, you wake up, you're not feeling well. At what point should you say, I'm not going to school?
Yeah, I think, you know, fever is going to be one of the things that's going to be a hallmark. And usually when you talk about a fever above 101.3, 101.4, that area, that's really a true fever. If you have some of the classic symptoms, including sore throat, but also specifically muscle aches, are something that distinguish flu from a regular cold. You probably stay home with both, but that's one way you can tell the difference.
How effective is a flu shot?
Flu shots can be very effective. You know, there's numbers that vary every year, but it's in the 70 to 80% range. And it's not 100%, but it is pretty good and really the best thing that we have.
All right, now Dr. Gupta and I had talked about a lot more regarding the flu. We discussed how the flu spreads, how to keep it from spreading. There's something you can do, and it's pretty easy. Check out the full interview. It's in the spotlight section of our homepage, that's cnnstudentnews.com.